Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
The fun thing that's about to happen is Steve brought in a list of things that every Thanksgiving host should know.
Yeah.
If they're going to host. You're going to tell me,
yeah,
the guy who does host.
Yeah, well, okay.
You, the guy who's never... Tiak, how many times have you been to his house?
You live in a house?
Right.
I didn't know.
You've never hosted anybody ever.
Which makes me... I'm pure. I'm clean. I'm not tainted. I don't have...
You have the nerve to hand me a list of tips on how to host Thanksgiving.
I want to know if you agree, if this goes with
how agree
you...
with any of this. I've read this list.
What?
I skimmed your stupid list.
These are experts.
Not only does Steve not host, when you are hosting, he won't go inside.
He doesn't go inside.
He doesn't know if you need tips or not. You might be nailing it already.
Nailing it.
I'm letting you sink or swim in there on your own.
This is the dumbest thing. Like, can I just randomly pick things?
Yeah.
One, it says, give your turkey enough time to thaw. And buy a fresh bird, you fool.
That's kind of true.
I don't want,
things that pops
out. You know how many times I've, done the frozen bird and, let it thaw forever, and then you realize that giblet package is up underneath the neck and frozen solid. You're never going to, ice pick it out of there, and then there's something, your turkey's always going to be dry if you buy a frozen turkey. It just always is, because the water froze,
yeah,
and the water that was in the turkey froze and then thawed and ran out.
And the cells in the turkey meat, it affects all
does.
That.
It does, in my
it
opinion,
does.
It does.
It does, yeah.
So
how fresh of a bird do you ever get?
I haven't bought a bird
one?
Yet. I've never bought a live bird, but I haven't bought a bird yet. There's a chance I'm not doing Thanksgiving this year, because I've heard there's a turkey shortage, but I'll just roll into I'll roll into every store till I find a fresh bird. I don't care. I know Safeway will have one for me, and I'll just walk in and be like, thank you. And even if they don't have one out, I know the secret handshake at the butcher and go hey, bro. And then he goes and gets me one.
Oh, okay. If that
so,
works.
So, yes. If you're one of those people, I know most people do the frozen birds. Yes. That is, if you're thinking about, I should thaw my bird and it's Wednesday, you're screwed.
Oh, no, it's a day per 5 pounds. No, it's 2 hours per 5 pounds. It's 24 hours per 5 pounds.
I love that you read this, but you don't even have it. They say, don't experiment with recipes at the last minute.
Smart, because then you screw everything up. Now you're behind schedule.
To that I say, what's a recipe?
What do you mean, what's a recipe?
I don't do recipes.
What? Oh, because you've cooked the same thing over and over so much.
Partially?
Yeah. What do you mean partially?
Like when I, or if
follow.
I try something, I can tell you pretty much
you're
what's
in
it.
You're not supposed to try. You got to follow along. There's a
why?
Reason.
Yeah.
They've tried
you,
for
if
you.
If you know how to cook, you
they
know how to
they made the
cook.
Mistakes for you. That's why they give you...
My wife is the same way. I will double check, even if I put a pizza in the oven, I double check how long I'm supposed to cook it.
No. Oh, my God.
Just why would you not?
You get a pizza, if it's a frozen Totino's pizza, I'm going to go...
11 minutes.
I'm going to go 400. Yeah, 11 to do it.
440, 11 minutes. I just
440?
450. I made one last night.
450?
And that's what it says on the back.
What a specifically weird temperature.
It was 440. It was 450.
No, they never go, really?
It was 11 minutes, yeah.
I would do 400, but I would also...
See, no, slacker, engineers, food people, experts, learners, they
can
all...
Can I tell you what I would do with your stupid frozen pizza?
You don't get to deviate.
I do.
No,
I guarantee you, you do yours and I'll do mine and mine will be better.
No, if
tell
I
you
follow
why?
The recipe, mine will be better than yours.
No, it won't, because I have a cast iron pizza pan, so I put that in there at 400, and then after the oven's heated up,
I'll
I pull
that
out, I slap your stupid pizza on there. That crust is already crispy because it's on a cast iron pan.
All right.
Put that whole thing in there. You're shoving your stupid pizza onto the rack. Oh, if you want it crispy, don't use the cardboard. Don't read the recipe, man. Learn how to make a pizza.
That's what it said, and I
know that's
it.
What it says, but my pizza is better because I have the stuff.
Okay, I'll give you, on this instance, I'll give it to you because you have that cool, the pan.
But that's the whole point. If you're going to host, you got to have the stuff.
But see, I'm talking about it calls for a quarter tablespoon of rosemary, and you're going, no way, that's
I
wrong.
Just start pulling rosemary sprigs off till it looks right.
See what that's the problem, right?
Have you had my food?
It's acceptable.
It does help that.
It sucks.
Good luck getting food from it.
Wait, it's awesome.
No. They say use a cooler for drinks. Oh, I didn't. Okay. Or have a garage fridge like every self-respecting.
Oh, okay.
We had a cooler for my son's birthday party, and then it didn't get emptied yet. And I was like, well, I guess we'll bring these in. And I'm like, wait. So now I'll just leave them. Like, they're already cold, so now we just have a cooler just out on our deck.
Now you're just a family who has a cooler outside.
Yeah,
you don't want to be that family, man.
No, it's great. Always.
And listen, if people are thinking I'm pretentious by having a garage fridge, I'm going to take a picture of my garage fridge.
Yeah.
My garage fridge is straight off of Craigslist. It's mustard yellow.
It's ratchet.
Mm. Someone has definitely, it might have been me, hit it with a car.
Okay.
It is a $50 at best garage fridge.
It saves so much.
Oh, my God. It's like I can make my stuffing ahead of time and shove it in there.
Yep.
I have my turkey brines in there. I have cases and cases of beer in there. In the freezer part up above, I have glasses all chilled. Somebody wants a martini? Oh, it's already cold.
That is pretty.
Yeah. Yeah. The deck cooler is the cousin to the garage fridge, I think.
No.
They're
the
in
cooler,
the same.
No.
It looks cool sitting there in the way of everyone
trying.
There's
nothing like telling your Uncle Charlie, it's like, would you like a drink? Yeah, go outside and fish around for it in the cooler.
There is that.
That's so dumb. No, get him a drink.
Yeah,
like, you walk to the garage and grab him one so he's not walking around dripping condensation off his MGD the whole time. What is wrong with you people?
Well,
the other thing that they say, what's the one that I cannot handle? Oh, get every serving dish, platter, and serving spoon and bowl out.
That's like the most
basic.
Then
your whole counter is covered with.
But you know what you got and what you don't got. What you need.
I know what I got. It's in the drawer. I'll get it when I need it. I don't need all that crap on the counter.
But aren't your hands all dirty and then you're opening cabinets, you're spreading.
Exactly. I've seen them. You don't wipe
I am scrubbing like a surgeon every 30 seconds.
You're mixing meat, poultry juice and hamburger juice.
I last touched raw turkey at about 6 in the morning. And from that point on, I don't touch it. From that, you're never touching raw meat again. From that point on, you're just touching spoons. Ooh, I'm going to stir the potatoes. Ooh, I'm going to stir the stuffing. You're not touching anything nasty anymore.
And I never see that towel over your shoulder that you're supposed to have.
Literally
I literally
have
see
a towel over my shoulder the entire time. This year might be my first year to try out an apron.
Oh, okay.
That says kiss the cook on it.
OMG.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.